This is a Defocus Media production. What's up, everyone? It's your favorite optometrist, Dr. Daryl Glover.
And I'm Dr. Jennifer Lyerly, resident optometry nerd.
And welcome to Defocus Media, optometry's number one podcast, where we discuss the hottest topics, latest technology, eyewear, practice management, and more. So sit back, relax, and defocus.
Hello, and welcome to a new episode of the Defocus Media Podcast. I'm Dr. Jennifer Lyerly, and this episode is brought to you in partnership with Alcon. Our guest today, Dr. Pam Lowe, was compensated by Alcon for her participation, and our guest, Mr. Redman, is an employee of Alcon. On this episode, we're asking the question, is it time to think differently about your patient's contact lens needs? I want to talk you through a common situation that you're seeing in your practice probably several times a day.
And while we're not talking specifically about COVID-19 today, it's important to realize when our discussions have COVID implications. Among the challenges of the pandemic is the need to reassure patients that our eye care offices are clean, are safe, are hygienic environments. And one way to help put patients at ease is to reduce the need for them to return to the office multiple times. It's not always easy. For example, patients trying contact lenses for the first time. My practice protocol is for them to return in a week or two as we try to make sure that they're in the lens that's giving them their very best vision and their very best experience. But in order to keep our patients safe and at ease, to ensure good cleanliness and hygiene in the office, it's important to reduce the need for them to return. When first discussing contact lenses, listen to your patient's needs and expectations and select lenses with features that can best satisfy them right from the very first fitting.
Joining me for this discussion are Dr. Pam Lowe from Professional Eye Care Center in Chicago, Illinois, and Mr. Bill Redman from Alcon. Welcome to the show, Pam and Bill.
Thank you, Dr. Lyerly. I'm really looking forward to our discussion.
Same here. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Pam, can you tell us a little bit about your practice in Chicago?
Absolutely. I have a full-scope primary care practice on Chicago's northwest side. We focus on advanced technologies for early detection and treatment of disease, but with a special emphasis on AMD, dry eye, myopia management, and of course, we fit contact lenses of all types to meet patient needs.
And Bill, what do you do at Alcon?
Dr. Lyerly, I am the senior brand manager for Air Optics contact lenses here in the U.S. And I'm really excited about to be here to talk about patient needs and some of the research that I've been participating in at Alcon.
Awesome. So today's question, and I personally think it's a super interesting one because I'm very passionate about contact lenses in my own practice as well. But we're asking, is it time to think differently about our patients' contact lens needs? Contact lenses are such an important part of many of our patients' lives. It's their vision, their daily routine, their self-esteem, their freedom, and they're trusting us to help them find the lenses that are going to be great fits for them. When we think about this term great fit, though, it means a whole lot more than just what the lens is doing on the eye. A lot of it is what drives the patient to contact lenses in the first place. The replacement schedule, does that fit with their life? The lens material, is it comfortable? Is it holding up at the end of the day for them? The cost, is it fitting into their budget appropriately? All these factors are going into play when we determine what a great fit lens is for a patient. So are we getting to know our patients well enough to fill in all those blanks? And then are we pairing them with lenses that will meet their expectations and fulfill their needs? What do you think, Dr. Lowe?
Yeah, thanks so much, Jen. It is quite an interesting question. And as you stated, there's a ton of options out there, and it's hard to know which of those might be best for our patients. And, you know, with this coronavirus and wanting to limit the time of refitting a patient or new fits, wanting to limit chair time and time for training, it's so important to get it right out of the gate. And so I think there's been a potential trap that many of us practitioners fall into, and that's using a kind of one-size-fits-all approach when recommending lenses. And what I mean specifically is for many of us, there are two or three go-to lens brands that become our first recommendation for nearly all patients. It's only when someone has a problem with those that we look to something different.
I don't want to generalize, but I am sure that happens a lot in an optometrist's day-to-day life. So you think, oh, I had success with, you know, five or six patients last week when I fit lens brand X. So, well, here's Jessica. She wants a lens. I'm going to grab that lens again here too.
Yep. And at my own practice, we've been trying to think about lens recommendations in another way. Rather than that two or three first line lenses, we're trying a much more individualized approach, finding out the key priorities for a particular patient and then recommending an appropriate lens out of the wider pool of available lenses. And based on what we've been seeing, there could be opportunities for all of us to help improve lens recommendations, whether a patient is just starting out in lenses or switching to something new.
I definitely want to hear more about your experience here in a minute, but let me turn back to Bill for a moment. You're looking at this from the perspective of the lens manufacturer. So what does Alcon think about all of this?
Well, thank you, Dr. Lyerly. You know, as an industry partner, our responsibility at Alcon is to provide the research, products, and tools to help practitioners like you and Dr. Lowe surpass your patients' expectations. So we absolutely agree with Dr. Lowe. Now, we're not saying anyone is doing anything wrong, but we think there may be opportunities where thinking differently or recommending differently could mean improvements for patient outcomes and practice health. And if Alcon can assist in that endeavor, it is our responsibility to do so.
Yeah, absolutely. And let's take a deeper dive into contact lenses for a moment. A patient's choice to wear them often goes beyond just the need for vision correction. There are deep emotional and social drivers. Yes, contact lenses are medical devices to correct vision, but to the patient, they often mean much, much more.
That is so true. If it was only about vision correction, then glasses would do the job in pretty much everyone's case, and we wouldn't even be talking about contact lenses.
Yeah, right. Patients may have a straightforward need for vision correction, but what they want or expect from their lenses may be something else. And no two patients are alike. When we can dig deeper into our patients and understand where they're coming from, we have the opportunity to blow them away with a more perfectly suited recommendation.
So Bill, you said Alcon wants to be a partner in this endeavor to think differently. What does that really mean?
Well, at Alcon, in order to develop the best products, we need to cultivate a deep understanding of the things that are really important to patients. Simply put, by listening to lens wearers and understanding what they want from their lenses, we are able to develop products that exceed their expectations. Now, we don't want patients to get frustrated or drop out of lens wear because lens performance did not match up to their needs or expectations. So Alcon wants to help put wearers in the right lenses right out of the gate right away. So they're happy from the first fit to keep coming back to their doctors. And if the right lens is an Alcon lens, hey, you know, that's great. So we collect a lot of information on what drives patients, and we've decided to share our information so that way we can help practitioners better understand their patients too.
Yeah, you know, Bill touched on something there that I think is super important. Contact lens dropout. In a study by Kathy Dumbleton, they found that 23% of contact lens wearers drop out of lens wear permanently. And looking specifically at new wearers, 20% drop out in the first year. And amazingly, 57% of them don't tell their doctor.
This is a stat to keep me up at night. So more than half, 57% of these patients that are dropping out do not tell the doctor that they were having any trouble with contact lenses. They don't seek our help. We would never know that they needed our help.
It absolutely makes you break into a cold sweat, right? 20% of new wearers, 23% of all wearers. That's a lot of times where a lens that a doctor recommended did not line up with their patient's needs or expectations. And that's a lot of opportunities for us to do better.
And it's a real opportunity for manufacturers like Alcon too. You know, we can't be in the exam room with you, but we can help you better understand what's driving your patients and then develop the products to help surpass as many of those expectations as possible.
So what kind of data does Alcon have on this, and how do you bring that data to life?
Well, Alcon recently undertook a massive market research initiative to understand more about today's patients' expectations for contact lens wear. We spoke to over 7,000 consumers and 1,200 eye care professionals. And we found that over 80% of contact lens wearers in the U.S. fall into four main patient types. By understanding some of the commonalities within these four different types of patients, you can begin to see what might be driving each individual and think differently about which lenses could be right for them.
Yeah, absolutely, Bill. You know, first, figure out their needs and expectations. Then determine the kinds of product features that could please that patient. And finally, offer them a lens that has those features.
Okay, I get it. But these major categories, I mean, we're just talking about a starting place, right? You're still going to need to talk with the patient to fully assess their unique needs and expectations to really know where they're coming from.
That's right, Dr. Lyerly. And there's going to be some overlap between the patient types, which is why nothing is a substitute for a good conversation. These patient types give ECPs an overall starting point.
Okay, so what are the four patient types that Alcon's market research uncovered?
Well, first are patients looking for a smart value from their contact lenses. This is a patient who does their research before a major purchase, like a car or a refrigerator. But when it comes to everyday purchases, they stick with reliable, trusted brands. They aren't particularly interested in bells and whistles or the latest technology, as long as they get a great performing product. They want simplicity, dependability, and affordability, but they still expect crisp, clear vision.
Yeah, we call that the best bang for their buck.
That's right. Great performance that won't break the bank.
I see. So we're talking about, I'm picturing a young professional starting out on a tight budget. Or a mom. She wants what's best for her family, but maybe the insurance coverage isn't all that great. She needs a reliable, comfortable option that she can afford that's going to fit in that budget.
Yeah, absolutely right, Jen. And maybe she isn't even buying it for herself. This could be for one of her teenage kids.
Definitely. And of course, Alcon offers contact lenses that can appeal to this patient. Dailies AquaComfort Plus and Air Optics Plus Hydroglide contact lenses, depending on whether that patient is interested in daily disposables or reusable lenses. Dependable lenses with reliable performance, and both are available at an appealing price point for patients looking for that smart value.
So I'm sure we have all seen this type of patient very frequently. So what's the next type of patient we should be on the lookout for?
Well, next are patients seeking lasting performance. They're ambitious and on the go with long, busy days. They expect their lenses to keep up with precise vision and dependable comfort. They often prioritize minimizing disruptions to their current lifestyle. So, for example, they may have a really busy school or work schedule and an active social life, and they don't want lenses getting in the way. And they're often new wearers.
Yeah, you know, Bill, in my experience, this is a large group. Many contact lens patients would fall into this category.
Yes, and that's consistent with our market research, Dr. Lowe. In the United States, this is actually the largest of the four patient types. And for them, Alcon offers Precision 1 1-day contact lenses, which are made of an exclusive silicone hydrogel material called Verophilcon A, and feature a permanent water surface technology called Smart Surface.
I've had several patients in the Precision 1 1-day contact lenses. The Smart Surface technology is essentially a high water content surface layer, and it's really impressive. These patients are getting excellent performance, and in my opinion, this lens is a great choice for nearly every daily disposable wearer.
I'm glad your patients have had such a great experience, Dr. Lyerly. You know, we designed Precision 1 lenses to be great for nearly anyone who prefers daily disposable lenses. But there are always some who want the ultimate care. And that brings us to the third type of patient. Those who specifically ask for the most premium contact lens available, the ultimate care. They want lenses so comfortable, they can just simply forget they're wearing them.
Okay, Bill, I can guess where you're going. But remember, sometimes some of these patients have a medical need for additional lens performance. You know, for example, those with sensitive eyes or who failed contact lens wear in the past, but want to try again.
That's a great point. I'm sure you see quite a few of those patients in your more medical-based practice too, Dr. Lowe. So go ahead, Bill. I think we know which lens is for this patient, so I'm going to let you say it.
Well, thanks, Dr. Lyerly. I guess it goes without saying that the Alcon product for patients looking for the ultimate care is Dailies Total 1.
It is such a great lens.
It certainly is an impressive lens.
Thank you. And yes, it's great because of that one-of-a-kind water gradient surface technology, which gives Daily Total 1 lenses their thick cushion of moisture. They also feature Smart Tears, which features the release of an ingredient found in natural tears.
Does Precision 1 lenses, are they using a similar surface technology?
Actually, Dr. Lyerly, it's not quite the same. Both have silicone hydrogel cores and high water content surfaces, but Precision 1 lenses feature a new material called Verophilcon A, and its surface is a thin layer of uniform water. So by that I mean it's the same amount of water throughout the entire surface layer. whereas Daily's Total One is a different material called Delafilkane and has a water gradient technology that increases in water content gradually from the core to the surface.
That's exactly right, Dr. Lowe. Rather than saying they're similar, at Elcon, we say that the surface technology of Daly's Total One inspired the surface technology of Precision One. They're both high water content surfaces on a silicone hydrogel core, but Precision One is like going up a step, where Daly's Total One is like walking across a gradual incline.
Great, thanks for that clarification. I think it's really important to understand the differences in these lenses and their technology to understand what patient is going to be the best with them.
Absolutely. And let me go ahead and explain the fourth patient. Last but not least, these are lens wearers who are looking for beauty enhancement, who see contact lenses as a way of expressing themselves. These patients want expressive beauty. They have simple vision needs and want to include beauty lenses in a daily routine that helps them feel confident about the way they look. For them, Elcon offers Daily's colors as well as Air Optics colors if they prefer a reusable monthly replacement lens.
Yeah, you know, thanks, Bill. It's great that Elcon's research supports eye doctors making more individualized contact lens recommendations. You know, like I said earlier, we've been thinking this way, and it's been super rewarding to really see it make a difference in a patient's contact lens experience.
Yeah. I mean, Dr. Lowe, can you share a little bit about how this is working in your practice?
Yeah, absolutely. What this kind of recommending does, it forces you to get to know your patients better, understand what makes them tick, and then figure out how to satisfy that. There are certain things that you as an experienced practitioner know. You know which lenses last all day or feel great or tend to succeed in this case or in that case. And all that should be part of your thought process. But there's also a lot of information that can only come from your patients. And that's important too, because that could really change things.
And if I may, Dr. Lowe, for just a second, there are some things that patients don't say. Maybe they don't have the expertise to articulate a certain concern or need, or maybe they're embarrassed by a bad habit. But there could be something important that they aren't saying. That's where we hope our research can help, so that you might understand some of the unsaid things to help you ask the right questions that may help you better match a lens to what a patient wants or expects out of the lens, beyond just the need for comfortable vision correction.
Yeah, and Bill, when you bring all this information together and put that patient in the perfect lens for them, that makes them say, wow, this checks all my boxes. And it even checks the boxes I didn't know were boxes. It really feels great. The patient is happy. They're coming back. They're telling their friends. It's just a great process.
And this is what all of us really want as optometrists. We're giving that patient the wow experience. They're so excited by what just happened, that personal attention, that personal care that they got. They go out and tell all their friends and family. And that's how you build a successful practice. It's really encouraging, Dr. Lowe, to hear how well this is working in your own practice. And I think it can really help bring practitioners to a place where they always wanted to be, which is getting to know our patients as people and taking care of all of their needs. So in this case, I mean, satisfying lens wearers based on their individual situations, rather than just suggesting the same handful of lenses to nearly everyone, this is what's going to make the difference. So is there any particular way Alcon's getting these messages out? What kind of help are you offering to eye doctors like me who are ready to think differently about how they recommend lenses but aren't really sure how to start?
Well, to start, Dr. Lyerly, there's this podcast. So thank you for having me. It's an absolute pleasure to be here. But also, we have more resources coming soon to help facilitate conversations between practitioners and patients. So you can ask your Elcon representative for more information, or you can just simply go to the ElconExperienceAcademy.com website for more information.
You know, Bill, that's awesome. And especially during this time of, you know, getting patient timely information in a seamless way, we really appreciate that in an industry partner.
Thank you very much, Bill. I look forward to Alcon programs that delve into this topic more deeply. And thank you so much, Dr. Lowe, for joining us and sharing some of your experience from your own practice. I hope everyone listening thinks about how they can best serve their contact lens patients through a tailored personal lens recommendation. when we can listen to our patients, I mean, really listen to the things they say or leave unsaid, we have a great opportunity to elevate our relationship with them and find great success.
Jen, it was my pleasure to be here. Thank you both.
Thank you, Dr. Lyerly. Thank you, Dr. Lowe. It's been a pleasure to speak with you once again. Thank you.
All right, guys, that's going to be a wrap. You know, contact lenses address a medical need. But on the other hand, they're also really personal. And with so many factors influencing the decision-making going into it, we can get bogged down in what's the right choice for each patient. So in that respect, it's really important that we practitioners more fully understand what's driving our patients. What are they looking for? What do they want? And take that time to really get to know them to figure it out. I want to thank Alcon for sharing some of their research with us. And happy patients make for a happy practice. We keep that in mind. We're going to be successful. Thanks again to both my guests, and thank you to listening to this Defocus podcast episode. We hope you found the discussion interesting, and we can't wait to see you back here next time.
All right, colleagues, and it's a wrap. Thank you dearly for hanging out with the Defocus Media team. We hope truly something resonated with you. And if it did, be sure to give us 5 stars and make sure you follow us on all social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, you name it. And our handle is at Defocus Media on all platforms. And until next time, be sure to keep it 2020, and we look forward to seeing you on the next episode.